Welcome to Podcast Vote Right, featuring our first faculty author interview. I am Lucretia McCulley, Director of Outreach Services at Vote Right Library. Our author today is Doug Hicks, Associate Professor of Leadership Studies and Religion and Executive Director of the Bonner Center for Civic Engagement. His new book, With God on All Sides, Leadership in a Devout and Diverse America, describes how various religious traditions can help build common ground in America, and how leaders can and should deal with religious diversity. Thanks for joining us today. And to start off, what inspired you to write on this particular topic?
Well, thanks for inviting me to talk about it. I've been involved in religious groups since I was a kid, and I've been studying religion and politics, religion and society, since I was an undergraduate myself at Davidson College. I've always been excited about how religion isn't just a sphere or a part of our lives that we segment from everything else, but how it interacts with how we think about the economy, with politics, civic life. And I've been increasingly interested in how people from different religious traditions and none get along together in public life. And I used to think of that as a kind of deep theological question of interfaith dialogue, and now I think about it as how neighbors get along in our politics.
All right, thank you. How did students contribute to the development of this book?
Well, they've contributed a great deal. I developed a course at the Jepson School on religious values and leadership, which I co-taught with, cross-listed with the religion department. And I've learned each time that I've offered the course, and I would say that this book and also my book on religion in the workplace actually arose from those discussions with students. I've had students help me as research assistants, and students have done research in these courses that has helped me think about the book as well.
How do you think the University of Richmond community could use this book to build a diverse religious community on campus?
Well, we are a diverse religious community as the University of Richmond. But the question is, how do we move from diversity as kind of tolerance, which of course is better than intolerance, how do we move from a tolerant university and community to a respectful one where people actually benefit from being around folks who are different than them? How do faculty and staff learn over time about the identity of their coworkers? How do students learn about their own religious tradition and that of their neighbors, their classmates, their residence hall mates? And so I think there are all kinds of ways that we could hopefully use the book. The goal is to make religion a part of the fabric of the university, not any one religion, but to let people talk about their deepest convictions, whether they're philosophical or moral, spiritual or religious, in ways that are respectful of people of difference.
How would you envision undergraduate students using this book for their study and research?
I've enjoyed the fact that already a couple of students have come to me, students who are working on religion in the presidency, or specifically Barack Obama and the role of faith in his White House. So I hope that students will read the book as kind of a primer in contemporary religious diversity and as a framework for thinking about how we get along, how politicians can set the stage to create a culture, whether it's in a fraternity or sorority on campus or this university life or beyond here, to think about Richmond as a metro region or people's hometowns. How can leaders create by where they show up, by the language they use, by their own humility? How can they create a respectful environment?
And to end up with, how did library services at the University of Richmond support you in writing this book?
Well, Lucretia McCulley interviewing me, you know that your own work and that of your colleagues has been invaluable for finding some of these vignettes and case studies of the interesting ways religion intersects with public life, from the Wren Chapel and the cross there, the case over at William & Mary, to the cabbies in Minnesota who are predominantly Muslims who had problems carrying people with alcohol in their cabs, to the Seattle-Tacoma airport and the case of the Christmas tree and the menorah. There are cases from the high profile to the obscure in my book. And on the obscure end, the librarians helped me find those cases. I also used interlibrary loan a great deal, and of course the collection here. And I'd also mention that I used some other libraries in the area as well to help me with some of the more theological or some of the historical pieces in the book. The Library of Virginia and the Union PSCE Library are great resources, and they're also great friends of the Boatwright Memorial Library here on campus.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hicks, for your conversation today. With God on All Sides is available in Boatwright Library, and it's also on sale in the University Bookstore.
You've been listening to Podcasts at Boatwright from the University of Richmond. Your host was Lucretia McCulley. Our guest today was Dr. Doug Hicks. Podcast editing and production was performed by Andy Morton. Visit Boatwright Library on the web at library.richmond.edu.